Tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes. Guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's 5:14. I'm Bill Clevel, in for Frank O'Pinion. This would normally be the Pinion's Playhouse. Frank's taking a personal day, but we're still here. Do a round of introductions, have some interesting stories to share with you. Running the control board, DJ for the afternoon. Here he is, everybody, Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Hi, everyone.
Tina Dalpiez is here as well.
Hi, Bill. Hi, everybody.
And we have Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
Yes. Hello, Bill. Pleasure to be here. And hi, everyone.
All right.
What about you? I can't tell people who you are.
And ladies and gentlemen, that
I did.
Is Bill Clevland.
I said I'm Bill Clevland when we started this. You guys should really listen to the show.
Pay attention on that.
All right. We have a whole bunch of stuff. I was driving on 270 this afternoon, heading up to
Good
the
story.
Radio station. I'm not finished. Oh, yeah. Now she's listening. Heading up 270, and they have the blasting zone. You know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Oh, yes.
They have they have two signs, one on each side of the highway, and it says, turn off your cell phone.
Right. And two-way radios.
Who?
Yes.
Yeah, first of all, who's got their two? Well, I guess people, if you're, I don't know, what do you... By the time I stopped to look down and get my phone and turn it off, I'd be out of the blasting
zone.
Yeah,
I don't quite understand that either. I saw that sign.
So
it's
yeah,
like
I'm,
the airplane
I'm curious. Do they really think that people are going to turn off their phones? And then the other thing would be, is there really that big of a risk?
I don't know.
Could it set their blasting caps before they're ready?
You would think in this sort of day and age that they would be able to sort of pinpoint and
find
figure that out. Yeah, that you wouldn't have to put up signs to say, hey, by the way, there's a chance that, you know, things could start exploding if you have your phone on.
And they have that sign at Lion's Choice. No cell phone use in the drive-thru line.
Really?
Oh, that's more of a thing to
courtesy.
keep the line flowing. Yeah. You don't want people talking on the phone while the person's trying
to
take their
because
money.
One time I picked up at McDonald's, I picked up the people talking on my cell phone.
Whoa.
Really?
Party line.
Never had that happen.
I wish more places would do that, would put up a sign that says no talking. That drives me crazy when people in and yapping on their phone and they're always louder than everyone else, yelling into their phone.
Well, people think that they have to talk louder on a cell phone for some reason.
Ian does. He talks louder.
I do from time to time. It depends on who I'm talking to, though.
And I always feel bad if somebody calls me right when I'm at a checkout counter. I'm just like, I'll call you back. I just can't stand to sit there.
Yeah, I mean,
phone.
I think, maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but I think it's rude to talk on one of those things when someone's trying to help you or
paper or plastic? Paper or plastic? Sir, paper or plastic?
Oh,
and
man.
You're on the phone.
Nothing makes me more angry than poor drive-through etiquette. That's all I have to say. People that, even after they'll sit there and put their money back in, their change in their purse and everything, after they've gotten their food already and they're looking through their bag to make sure they,
drive.
Move on.
I got one. How about the ATM? There are still people that go up to an ATM as though like they just came out 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never noticed that.
Oh, yeah. I've gone, oh, yeah. And for whatever reason, it's always the person in front of me. And it's like, yeah, they first, you know, they'll be sitting there for 5 minutes, and then they decide to get their card out, you know. And they got to lick the envelope.
Right.
And
the people that pull up to a drive-through window not knowing what they want already.
Yes.
It's like, really? How does everybody not know the menus of each fast food location now?
And then there's three or four people in the car.
What do I want today? Mm-hmm. I don't know. What comes with this?
Now, I can... Okay, I will say...
Go inside if you want to mess around.
Or go inside. I say go inside if you're going to order, like, you know, $300 worth of stuff, too. Mm-hmm. I can't stand when people do that.
Oh, for a group or whatever.
Right, right. Go inside. I shouldn't have to wait. You know what? I'm sorry. We're all complaining.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
You were all just impatient.
Sorry. Yeah. You know
I am. Oh, especially in a drive-thru. I am. That is when my patience is at the least.
I'm not like that in a drive-thru.
You're probably the one.
Holding up the line.
He's trying to read the sign.
I can't see the menu.
Trying to read the menu.
Yeah.
We have an 18-year-old guy from Leavenworth, Kansas. Where's Leavenworth?
Leavenworth, isn't it? Where the prison
Leavenworth,
is?
I'm sorry, Leavenworth, Kansas. Is that near Kansas City, or is that in like the middle of the state?
I don't think it's far from maybe Topeka or something.
Oh, okay.
I've driven past the sign.
18-year-old guy in Leavenworth, Kansas. Curry McWilliams is his name. He has done something that only 12 other boys have done in the history of Boy Scouts. He has left the program with all 132 badges.
Wow.
How many?
Only
other
12
ones?
Others?
There have only,
in the whole United States?
There have only been 12 Boy Scouts out of the 2.7 million.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
You know what? Let me reread this. Only 12 Boy Scouts out of the 2.7 million currently enrolled achieve this honor per year. So wow. So it's 12 about 12
year.
Per year. Still, that's pretty impressive. Were you ever a Boy Scout? Did you ever do
Cub Scout? I never
I was a Cub Scout.
Yeah, I never went past Cub Scout.
Is that the only difference is the age?
Yeah, Cub Scout was more crafts and stuff. We would do it at the school, and it wasn't really... Boy Scouts is when you get out in the woods and start doing all that other stuff.
Did you ever do that
and
block?
And then Eagle Scout is the top. That one's where you're like an older teenager, and you become an Eagle Scout.
Yeah. Did you ever do, on Cub Scouts, did you ever do that block of wood thing and then put your picture on it?
Oh,
and
we
then,
did our names. Our names were in blocks of wood.
Oh, and you could burn them, right?
Yeah.
Burn them in there? But
yeah.
No, we had one where we did the block of wood, and then we cut a little corner off, and then we glued that on top, and we put our picture on it, and then we gave it to our dad for Father's Day.
Oh.
A chip off the old block.
That was one of
our things in Cub Scout.
I get it. Well, good for him. You know what? That's takes dedication
yeah, I'll say.
And hard work, and you know, we need
a lot of time.
We need more of that. John would like to chime in for some reason. John, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. You know, Ian, when you said that about people telling them to go inside if they can't make up their mind and stand, when I was in high school and college, I worked at a major fast food restaurant, and we would have, like, we were a busy store. We had 5 registers open. They'd be 6 or 7 deep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're standing in line 10 minutes staring at the menu board and then get to the register.
And don't know what they want.
I just hated that. And then when they'd have the kids, they do a poll right then, and then the kids go, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know? The one other thing from the fast food, though, or any store that I just hate is, you know, there's maybe 1 or 2 registers. Maybe there's just one person, but it doesn't matter. There's one person there, and you're the only other person there that I can help who's ever next. It's like, I don't see anybody but me.
Can you come over here? Yeah, I'll help you over here. Yeah.
You know, it's just like, are you stupid?
I believe the answer is yes.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thanks, John.
The comedian Sinbad did a great routine, and this is, you know, maybe 20, 15 years ago. But it was when McDonald's had the menu boards, but they would have the identical menu boards on either side of behind all the registers. And he would always make fun of the people that would get up there to the register and start looking from left to right. Oh, what do I want? It's the same exact menu on both sides.
Were we not just talking about this before the show today? I said that's one of my biggest pet peeves, people who are indecisive.
Oh,
make
yes.
a decision.
Yes. I mean, the menus don't change that much at all these places.
Here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, gang. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hi, Mike.
AM and PM.
Hallelujah.
All right. Here's one of my pet peeves.
All right.
You're waiting to go to the ATM, and somebody makes a deposit at the ATM while the bank is open. That ever happened to you?
You know what? I have done that, but I'm fast, man. I've clocked myself. Yeah.
What's the point of that? Why don't you just go through the drive-thru at the bank?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, seems.
I have my envelope all ready to go. Boom, boom, boom. Don't have to go in and wait in line. Done.
So, they hold it. It's not even. It's. I don't even think it counts towards your deposit for a day or so.
I've tried that a couple times, and I found out that sometimes that money doesn't get into your account for a couple of days.
So I guess I've never needed it quite that quick. But sorry, I'm one of those.
That was just a pet peeve of mine.
But I am quick, Mike. I am quick.
All right, well, see you later.
We can do a grind my gear segment. Why not? What grinds your gears?
That's right. Here's Diane. Hello, Diane.
Well, hi there. How are you?
Good.
AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Woohoo! I missed calling in on my birthday last week.
Happy birthday last week.
Thank you. It was last Wednesday, matter of fact, so that's a good thing.
How old were you, Diane?
Awesome 66.
Our favorite
age. Right. You got it. Woohoo! Let's hear about that AM and the PM thing again.
All right.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Diane Show.
Right.
What can we do for you?
Well, when you're talking about the fast food restaurants, and this goes back a few years, it's when we had the car hop situation where I worked was one of the first places they had the car hop.
That is back a few years.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I already told you how old I was. Anyway, but anyway, we had the place. Oh.
Sorry, that was my fault. I interrupted you.
One of the places where I worked had the first, you know how they've got where you pull up and you hit the little button and you give your order and the car hop rings it out?
Uh-huh.
Well, we were one of the first places that did that over on the Illinois side here. And this was a very popular place for after the ball games and everything. Anyway, all these... This almost did it again. They ordered, but they were not in the covered situation, and it was raining like a son of a gun. And where the car had parked, you know, they're the big ones that just came from the ball game, and I was working, and they pull up pouring rain, and I'm getting soaked. I bring their order out, and they decide at that point they want to pay separately. Normally, being the good car hop to get good tips, I would immediately hand the food into the car. When they did that, I thought, okay, I'm getting soaked. I put the food on the little tray that's by the little beep in button and said, okay, whose order is what? And they paid me, and I handed them whatever they ordered and the next one. And by the time the last one got done getting me soaked, their food was soggy. So I decided to share that, you know, turnabout fair play.
There you go.
So anyway, enjoying the race.
One for the road. One for the road, Diane.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
Very nice. Thanks, Diane. Boy, Diane cracking herself up. Here's Al. Hello, Al.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, couldn't be better. Thanks for asking.
And despite the fact that Frank's not there, this is the only radio show, Eon the Peon, Dan Strauss, and Tina Del Piero. I don't know if she's there or not. I heard
she's
her.
Right here.
I'm here.
I would pay to listen to. Paper ready.
Wow. We'll take it.
Wow.
Yeah. Take tips. Just like Diane.
Yeah. Is that all you called to say, Al?
Al?
No, we lost him in the cosmos.
Uh-oh.
Okay, wow.
Somebody must have turned his phone off.
Yeah. All right.
He's driving through the blasting zone.
Yeah, he was. Oh, man.
So I've never been to Las Vegas, which is embarrassing. I know.
I haven't either.
I've flown
You've
through.
You've never been either?
Nope.
Driven through. I've never stopped and enjoyed the craziness that is Las Vegas. So I've never been to the Rio. Maybe you saw this photograph. I guess he's a professional gambler. Took a photo of this, and this supposedly happened yesterday. Happened Monday. Yeah, was that yesterday? No, it's today, Wednesday. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Monday, June 18th.
2 weeks, it's 4th of July.
The Rio roulette wheel reportedly hit 7 straight 19s in a row.
Wow.
And then after the 19s, hit 20 two times, and then a couple of numbers, then 20 two times again. Now, they went ahead and they figured out the odds of at least the 19s, the 7 19s in a row. What do you think? What do you think the odds might be?
Oh, my goodness. It's astronomical.
Yeah.
114 billion to 1.
Oh.
Those are the odds of having 7 19s
in a row.
Wow, just think if you had a $25 chip and you let it ride each
goodness.
Time.
Yeah. Now, I guess they, I don't know much about casinos and stuff, but I mean, is there something that they have to do once in a while to say that, you know, to make sure that doesn't happen? I mean, you know, like,
those are
rebooting a computer or something?
Are tested. I would think so.
That seems very strange that would happen. Al is back. Let's chat with Al. Hey, Al, what happened there?
Cell phone. Signal drop. All right, the question I have is when people go in a fast food restaurant and they say, the menu's there, they say, can I get a Whopper? what is that? I mean, is that some kind of young people talk? I'm 65 years old. I say, I want a Whopper with no this or that. I don't say, can I get? So, can somebody explain that to me?
You know what? Now that I'm thinking of that, I may have said that once or twice. Can I get this?
I think I have, too.
Maybe it is an age thing. I don't know.
I do that, too, sometimes.
All right.
Just you. Well,
there you go.
Just you.
I'm
sorry.
No,
I don't do it.
Al, are you still going to pay for the show?
Yes, I will.
Okay. All right.
I love you guys.
Sorry, Al. See you later.
And I always end each order with, that's all. And I still come back. Oh, and they still die. They're so trained to do that. They go, well, do you want this and this? I go, no, I've already said that's all.
There's one fast food place that I've gone to a handful of times, and when you get up to the window, the lady will or whoever will always say, is there anything else I can get for you? And while that signs, that sounds nice, but I'm thinking, well, how much of a headache would it be if I said, you know what? Yeah. I want to get two extra
yeah,
of this
really.
Or that. I mean,
usually they're against ordering at the window.
They got to be hoping that, you know, nobody says yes, I do want something else. So there is a Sesame Street movie in the works. 20th Century Fox has now obtained the rights to do a movie about Sesame Street. No word on, you know, if it's going to be Sesame Street came to be or whatever. But did you watch Sesame Street as a kid?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think most of
actually, within, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, we actually, Angela and I bought the, it was called the old school Sesame Street. And it was like from the first couple of years. And it's fun to go back and watch some of those original.
Mr. Hooper?
Hooper,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Hooper in the little shop there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go. So I don't know. That could be good for kids.
That's where I learned most of my Spanish.
Yeah, sure.
Sesame Street did Spanish?
Oh, sure, yes. They did. Yeah.
Remember the gal spoke Spanish?
Maria, I think her name
was. Oh, that's right, yeah. When I was little, I used to get the biggest kick out. They do a bit where Ernie and Bert are in a fishing boat, and they're counting, and it's the fish would just fly into the boat. And Ernie would say, "Here, fishy, fishy," and the fish would come flying out of the water, and he would count. And I, for whatever reason, and I, you know what? If you brought it up on YouTube, I'd still probably laugh just as hard as I did as a.
I like the aliens that did the yip 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 yip. Yeah. They had the big mouth guys. Yeah, those were very funny.
So I talked to Ian before the show, and the and he's excited about this. They have the Cool Ranch Doritos Taco is coming to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know, I get the nacho cheese Dorito that I can, you know, and
good.
I have tried that. And that's pretty good. Thanks, Rat Boy. But Cool Ranch,
I was
tacos?
Never a big Cool Ranch fan, but I know a lot of people out there that was their favorite Dorito.
Oh,
Cool
no,
Ranch.
I like that, but on with tacos?
Oh, sure,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Really? Ranch dressing? Yeah. You never had, like, ranch dressing on a taco?
I don't like ranch dressing.
Oh.
I know, sorry, I know, it surprises everybody.
Add that to the list.
You've never had a peanut butter and jelly?
I have.
I'm the one.
Is that the list?
No,
yeah,
I got
hold on, I guess.
Peanut butter,
a lot of sheets.
Macaroni and cheese is the one that's the big one.
Chicken noodle soup,
to Vegas.
Right, too?
Yeah,
chicken noodle soup.
No, chicken noodle soup, never.
All right,
you need to go to Vegas. You don't have to gamble to go
to
Vegas. It's tremendous.
What does that have to do with Doritos?
I don't know.
Do they have Doritos?
I just said you don't eat that. You don't eat this. You don't try that. And you haven't been to Vegas.
You know what? Hey, I know what I like, so leave me the hell alone.
What do you like?
Now this is crazy. So people are, you know, they're trying to make money and they're stealing things. They're taking the, you know, pipes off of this or whatever.
Copper.
This is the new. Did you read this today?
Yeah.
The trash bin hooks in the city of St. Louis. This is in the STLtoday.com in today's edition. Police say the theft of trash bin hooks. I had to look at a picture.
I didn't even know what the heck.
That the trash truck hooks onto, you know, the arms come out and they hook onto the sides. There's like little arms.
Oh, yeah.
And then it lifts it up and puts it on top of the truck and empties it.
I don't think mine are metal, though. The ones
it's,
we
no,
have.
No, it's the big dumpsters.
No, the big ones. In the alley.
Like, oh, okay. The big dumpsters. Yeah. And just for spare metal? Just
two triangle-shaped steel plates with two teeth on the ends are bolted to the sides of the city's 30,000 trash, yard waste, and recycle bins. They're now taking those. Each hook costs an estimated $50, but they say the city has repaired trash bins with reserve hooks. Good Lord. Reserve hooks for more than 8,000 aging bins. So they've saved a little bit of money, but still, holy crap, that's $100,000 a year they're spending to replace hooks on trash cans.
Right, and they're saying they're probably taking them to Illinois and getting $2 a piece.
Really? So, oh my!
Well, you have to have a whole bunch of them
like,
to make any money.
Even worth it.
Well, if you rack up a bunch of them, I guess. But that's
a lot
long
of work.
Is that
I would think.
Well, it's a lot of work, and it's pretty heavy.
You just have to have kind of tools.
Oh my Lord, yeah, they're kind of tools, all right. Stealing those things. Once in a while, I look in the paper and I see a guy, and it reminds me of myself. You know, it could be my twin, and today, no exception. Look in the paper today, and I read about a guy who has 29 college degrees and counting. That reminds me of myself.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
How so?
Oh, wait a minute. No, it doesn't.
You can count?
No, it doesn't at all. This guy's 71 years old. He's from Kalamazoo, Michigan. He's earned 29 degrees.
That's amazing.
He's now pursuing his 30th. Let's see here. It says, okay, he's got one bachelor's degree, two associate's degrees, 22 master's degrees.
Man, holy those are, God. Yeah.
That's three specialist degrees and one doctoral degree.
And he can't get a job.
And he can't get a job, yeah.
He's retired, I think.
Yeah. Let's see, he's 71 years old.
There's some people that just love
school.
For going to school.
I would Not me.
Unbelievable. So he's retired now, and he said he'd like to get, before it's all said and done, 33 or 34 different degrees.
Holy
he says
cow.
He'd be about 81 years old when it was all said and done, And you know what? The man clearly likes learning. All right, we are going to take a break. Now, are we going to have Mike Evans today?
Yeah.
Yes.
We will? Okay. So we will talk with Mr. Evans coming up in a little bit. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on traffic, we have Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding Airborne traffic. What's up, Tim?
Can't learn in school what I learned from listening to you guys.
That's right.
That's right.
You're
there's
welcome.
Learning.
You're right.
There's
you're welcome.
No degree out there for that kind of wealth of knowledge.
Hey, someone did call and say that Frank would have corrected all of us instead of saying, can I have this? You should say, may I
have
this? Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you just
oh,
go
well.
Up,
we get a break today.
Oh,
no, we didn't.
You go up to the people and just say,
somebody
I'll have. You don't even ask. You just say, I'll have.
I'll have?
Yeah.
I'll have idea, another.
Too. I usually say, I'd like.
I'd like.
I'd
okay.
like this. And
yeah, I'll have another's at a bar, but at a food place, yeah, it's, you know, I'll take or whatever you said.
Okay.
Hey, they've cleared that accident on westbound 270 at Missouri Bottom, so things are all open there. There's no delays. Eastbound 270 still stacking up from McDonald through New Florissant. Looking at westbound 70 now, and it is jamming up right at Cave Springs. That's going all the way out through T.R. Hughes. Get a couple little open pockets there. Southbound 270 looking better. You're slow approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound 40. That's slowing just as you approach Union Station, but it is running slow all the way up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, looks like you're slow again from Tudor to Highway 64. And on westbound 40, we're slowing the Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and you'll find it heavy again from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV and HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. Weber Value Pricing and Weber Trade Assistance continue. Every vehicle is available at Weber Value Price, including Cruises for $15,400 and Malibu LTs for $17,400. That's an LT with aluminum wheels and lots of upgrades for less than other dealers' base Malibus. There are no gimmicks. The Weber Value Price is available to everyone with no asterisks and no hidden rebates. With Weber Trade Assistance, when you trade a vehicle, you will receive top dollar for your trade and pay $1,000 less for a new car or $2,000 less for a new truck, including Silverado, Traverse, and Equinox. Yes, that makes your cruise price just $14.4 and your Malibu LT price just $16.4 minus your trade. Again, every vehicle is on sale. Check out WeberChevrolet.com, then take off an additional up to $2,000 when you trade. That's $14.4 for a cruise, $16.4 for a Malibu LT, $1,000 under Weber value price on every car, and $2,000 under every truck. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep.
Hans Wyman is the most trusted name in the hair restoration business, and now's a great time to restore your hair naturally and gradually with multi-unit hair grafting. Only at Hans Wyman. Multi-unit hair grafting can restore more hair in less time, saving you time and money. For more information and to schedule your free analysis, call Hans Wyman today. 888-441-HANS. That's 1-888-441-HANS or HansWyman.com.
This is Edgar Recchi, and I'm here to tell you about Hans Wyman's once a year special offer. This is the only week you can receive up to $2,000 off one of our exclusive hair transplant procedures. You can also receive up to $1,000 off laser hair therapy. Call us right now and find out which is the right solution for you and receive up to $2,000 off this week only.
Call Hans Wyman now at 1-888-441-HANS. Restrictions apply, so call now for up to $2,000 off. 1-888-441-HANS. That's 1-888-441-4267.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed. Because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Stock Workshop coming to Clayton, Chesterfield, and St. Louis. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book Rich Dad Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach you how to pick the right stocks every time, when to get into the market and when to get out, how to make money from stock you don't even own, how to protect what you have, even when stock prices are melting down, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Stock event, Tuesday, June 26th through Thursday, the 28th. Reserve your seat now at MyRichDadStock.com or call 800-611-6635. Register now and get a Rich Dad documentary just for attending. Call 800-611-6635 or visit us at MyRichDadStock.com now.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-300-8260 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-300-8260. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-300-8260. That's 1-800-300-8260.
You know, getting your teeth clean can clean out your wallet too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now, 1-800-600-9117. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now, 1-800-600-9117, 1-800-600-9117.
Hey, it's Frank Opinion. So you have an accident, okay? Car's got some damage, needs to be repaired. Where are you going to go? If you're AM and the PM, you're going to go to Schaefer. Don't you feel sorry for people who aren't AM and the PM? Think about it. There's so many great advertisers and services they may not know about. You don't have to worry about that, because you're going to go to Schaefer and you're going to be very happy. You're going to be happy, of course, with the quality of work. I think top of the list when it comes to things that are important about a body shop, Well, number one would be that the vehicle looks like the accident never happened. You can't tell where their work started and where it stopped. Then you get to the stuff that really sets Schaefer apart. The service. The service that includes things like, if you're not quite sure whether or not you have car rental that's part of your insurance coverage, they'll find out for you. And if you do, they'll arrange the car rental. If your car needs to be picked up, to be taken in for the body work because it's not drivable, they'll take care of that. They'll come get you. They'll take you back. They'll get the car for you. They'll take you to it to you. Whatever it takes, they'll do it to make this the easiest body work process you've ever been through. They've done this for a long time. They have it down. So don't worry about anything, because the biggest hurdle you've already crossed, and that's, where do you have the work done? Schaefer is the answer. 7 locations. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Tiny bubble
in the wind. Frank O'Pinion taking a rare day off. I'm Bill Cleveland, happy to sit in on this Wednesday. And we head to Southern California. No, I'm sorry, here.
Yes, he is.
Here in the Gateway City, ladies and gentlemen. In St. Louis, Missouri, Mike Evans. And he's brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Kitchens, baths, homes. Here he is, everybody, somewhere in the St. Louis area. The one and only Mike Evans.
Give it in. Come on, man. Come on, come on, come on.
What's up, homie?
Here we are, 1,600 miles from home, 1,600 miles from Los Angeles, in St. Louis, Missouri, in Chesterfield, in the community where my daughter lives, out at the community pool.
Yeah.
Read a little book. Just got out of the pool, taking it easy, beautiful day in St. Louis, Missouri.
Nice. It's totally different than your life out in Southern California, right?
Oh, yeah. It's too hot to play golf here. That's for
oh,
sure.
Yes.
A little humid. A little humid.
Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. Russell Brand has requested a one-on-one audience. With who? The Queen of England? Bill Clinton? Oh, the Dalai Lama. We're talking about Russell Brand. Got some love nuggets for you. Giselle Bundchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, is pregnant with her second baby, and officially due date is November 22nd. That's a Thursday. Her husband will be working that night. Tom Brady, quarterback of the New England Patriots, will be in New York playing the Jets. Bradley Cooper and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
They're dating again. They dated for a while last year, broke up, they're back together. Don't know if this is a love nugget or not, but Doug Gaderba has sold the rights to his book that reportedly goes into details about a 6-year love affair that he had with John Travolta.
Oh.
I hear a TV movie is not far behind. Some TV news. Dick Clark Productions is for sale. They own several shows, the American Music Awards, the People's Choice Awards, the Grammys, and others. Ryan Seacrest has the inside track to buy Dick Clark Productions. That sounds like a natural choice for Ryan.
Yep, yeah.
As predicted here, Arsenio Hall has secured a late-night talk show. CBS will be the distributor. Should be good. Kim Kardashian is shopping her own sitcom in England. Exactly. So, same idea that she tried to sell here in the United States, but everybody passed on it. And some odds and ends. Victoria Beckham is trying to be like Angelina Jolie and Morgan Freeman and Tom Cruise. She's taking flying lessons. She wants to be a pilot.
Huh.
All those other people are pilots.
Justin Bieber. I will not apologize for who I am.
I know. Justin Bieber has been taking dance lessons for the past couple of months. He is currently on tour. By the end of the summer, he wants to dance like Michael Jackson and plans to break it out later this summer.
Whoa.
Justin Bieber dancing like Michael Jackson.
Whoa. Well, I saw a picture of him today grabbing his crotch, so the training's
What else do you need to know?
Hey, homie, back to Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
When is he going to be on it?
Fall
late
of
night?
Next year.
No, I know, but we got Letterman, and then isn't Craig Ferguson still on?
Well, CBS is distributing, so it'll be on one of the CBS cable shows, like Conan O'Brien is on CBS. So it'll be on one of their cable shows. It could be A&E, which they own.
Don't they own like 20 networks or something? They own a lot of TV channels.
Yeah, they own a lot of different cable stations.
Okay.
Just worst, voted worst haircut in America, bazillionaire Bill Gates.
Yeah, I would agree with
really?
That.
Really?
Horrible haircut. Number of nights, clubs from L.A., the number of nightclubs from L.A. to London that are increasing as far as refusing entrance to Chris Brown and Drake after those rappers had that free-for-all riot in New York. So far, at least 30 nightclubs that used to cater to rappers from L.A. to London are now saying that they will not welcome rappers into their club anymore. They're worried about lawsuits. You can't blame them for that.
Yeah.
I don't blame him at all. Mm-hmm. And finally, on this, what is it, Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
Wednesday, St. Louis, okay.
Uh-huh.
Pop quiz question. Russell Brand has requested a one-on-one audience with somebody. Who is it, Queen of England, Bill Clinton, or the Dalai Lama?
Well, I'll guess the Dalai Lama.
I'm going to go with the Queen.
I'll say Bill Clinton.
I'll say Clinton as well.
He requested, and he got a one-on-one with the Dalai Lama.
Whoa.
Usually in Hollywood, now in St. Louis. Well, at least for today. Mike Evans, poolside, see ya.
Poolside?
Hmm.
All right. Ah, the life of Mike Evans.
Yes.
If only, just like for a day, just to be Mike Evans. Wouldn't that be something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
What was that?
Crazy.
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 How does Bill Gates have a worse haircut than Donald Trump?
That's the first thing that came to my mind. Worse than Donald Trump?
Oh, Bill Gates kind of has that Mo Howard look going.
He has a bowl cut.
Yeah.
No, but
very
still,
bad bowl
Donald
cut.
Trump, really?
Donald Trump has the little
almost,
wispy.
You said a bad word there.
I know it.
What is
your... Woo, that was close.
What
I don't know what's
say?
Happening.
Swallowing your tongue.
Yeah, it did.
Although Donald Trump would look weird now without that hair.
Oh, though. Yeah, it's his signature. Absolutely. That's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price. Thompson Price. .com. We need to take a break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. You know what? We're out here in Chesterfield. Didn't he say he's at the community center or whatever?
Community pool, whatever.
I think he's in a neighborhood community.
Yeah, neighborhood pool.
Huh.
Why, are you trying to look down at all the pools?
Oh, yeah.
You going to honk?
I like doing that at this time of year. Yeah,
I bet you did.
Yeah, you have binoculars?
And you know there's those one apartments over there near Big Ben where women lay out topless?
Yeah. I just told my pilot, Chris, I said I need to bring some binoculars up here.
Yeah.
Great time to do it. Boy, looking at Chesterfield Valley out here on westbound 40, it is stacking up from just a little bit west of Clarkson. It is just crawling all the way to the Boone Bridge. I don't see any reason other than just heavy volume. Now, southbound 270, that's getting a little bit better. You're slow south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 is looking pretty good. Downtown, a little slow still on eastbound 40 as you approach 20th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge, but it's still heavy from 4th Street to 64 on 5570 eastbound. And on eastbound 270, look for your slowdown to be east of McDonald now through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon Fuels. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline helps your engine get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Think clean. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
If you own a car, you know it's not a matter of if it will break down. It's really a matter of when. You also know when it does break down, your mechanic will love handing you a bill for thousands. So what if I said there's no need to worry about paying for expensive covered car repairs again? What if I said we'll pay them for you? We're Auto Assure, and we'll provide guaranteed protection for any covered repair. You can keep your mechanic or dealer. We'll pay them directly. For free money-saving information, call now 1-800-400-9056. Depending on the coverage you choose, if your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, onboard computer, suspension system, or anything else. You know your car will set you back with huge repair bills sooner or later. Act Act now and let Auto Assure pay them for you. For free information that could save you thousands, call 1-800-400-9056. 1-800-400-9056.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion. 20 years ago, I was approached by American Equity Mortgage. I had never heard of American Equity Mortgage. Not very many people had because it was brand new 20 years ago. And now here 20 years later, we're still talking about American Equity Mortgage. But the message we have to deliver now is even more enticing and better than what we talked about 20 years ago, because the rates are lower now than they were 20 years ago. They haven't been this low since 50, 60 years ago. And we're talking about rates as low as in the threes, depending on your credit rating. That's the kind of mortgage interest rates you're looking at. Take advantage of it now. If you can, take advantage of it. And you can if you're a homeowner. Use that rate to borrow money to pay off those credit cards. Use it to get a home equity loan to pay for that cruise or that wedding or college or whatever. It's a smart way to borrow money. They can tell you more when you contact American Equity at AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Because you will not believe your eyes. She's right here.
The sales of LCD televisions fell 8% last year. This year, excuse me, the first quarter. Not a good sign.
Well, I would think most people have them already, or there are so many other, what are the DLP, and what are all the other options now? The
plasma. That's true. I've got my one television in the guest bedroom that I paid probably $800 for, and it's a 30-inch.
You can get that from probably $200
now. Oh, I know, and it just kills me because the new one that I have.
Early adopters.
The newer one, I paid, I don't know, 500 maybe, and it's 42 inches, yeah. So it's even bigger, and you just like, oh my.
You have LCD or plasma?
Both of them are LCD. I don't think people buy plasmas,
unless they fix that problem with the burn-in image.
We have a plasma TV, and we haven't had any burn-in problems or anything like that.
And I it's been explained to me a half dozen times, but I never really understood the difference between the plasma and the LCD. Like, one, you know, you're supposed to be able to see it from every single angle in your
living room. Well, both of them, you can. LCD and plasma shoot.
But one was supposed to be a little bit better, and one didn't have as many dark spots in it. Who knows, I think. But LCDs were always the less expensive, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Plasmas were always more expensive.
That's why I went to buy it.
Yeah.
Last TV I bought was probably 20 years ago, and it weighed about 500 pounds. Gigantic.
Oh, yeah, and then trying to get rid of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wants them? And they always came with those really big, those big cabinet type things too. The televisions.
Oh, this is a portable.
We still have one in our bedroom. The one in our bedroom is it was a flat screen tube, and it weighs about 125 pounds. It's a Sony. Goodness. Yeah.
Still works though.
Still works.
Or you just don't want to haul it away.
Oh, yeah. No, it still works.
He's using it as a table now because he can't bring it down the stairs. All right. Well, it was fun sitting in here on a Wednesday afternoon. Frank will be back tomorrow, and then I'll be back on Friday. Thanks for listening, and this is the Big 550 KTRS.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. The NFL making a promise.